Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, partly sunny, warm and humid this afternoon, high around 87. A man was shot early this morning more than once in Racine, according to a police official. Investigators focusing their attention in the 1200 block of Villa Street for several hours. Two women driving through that area came across the victim and took him to All Saints Emergency. From there, he was taken up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. It's believed that police are seeking a known person of interest and that a stolen car may be involved in the scenario. An August 30th two-vehicle crash on South Sylvania Avenue in the Racine County town of Yorkville claims the life of a second victim. 85-year-old Earl Gable died at Frederick Hospital at the start of the holiday weekend. His 87-year-old wife Evelyn passed away of injuries the day of the crash. The Racine County Sheriff's Department says a 21-year-old Kenosha County resident failed to yield on a left turn. A gas main was struck this morning just south of Taylor and Durant Avenues with a focus on Moreland Avenue. Precautionary evacuations ordered by the fire department. Amy Johns with We Energy says 10 gas customers were affected for that repair to be made, along with 16 electric customers. Just a reminder, nominations still being accepted for the Wisconsin Job Honor Awards, which celebrate Wisconsinites who've overcome significant barriers to employment, also recognizing the employers who hire them. The nominations can be made online, www.jobhonor.org, but have to be submitted by September 23rd. Calendar might say it's early September, but in western Kenosha County, come this weekend, the 6th annual Oktoberfest will be taking place at Old Settlers Park in Paddock Lake.
This year's Oktoberfest will feature a fun run, authentic German food and beverages, dancing, the Edelweiss Kids Dance, a classic car show, kids games, the Dachshund Dash, raffle prizes, and a fireworks finale. The County Executive 5K Plus Fun Run will start the festivities at 10 a.m., and the day will wrap up with the fireworks at 8 p.m. Admission is free. In addition, the Western Transit Bus will provide pickup and drop-off service from any location west of I-94 in Kenosha County. The fee is $2 per trip. Reservations must be made by Friday by calling 888-203-3498. The service will be available from 1:30 until 8:30 Saturday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.